The Boston Globe got national attention over the weekend with its provocative editorial on GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. Wrapped around its Sunday ideas section, the Globe printed a satirical front page with imagined stories about things that could happen in a year if Trump becomes president. The satirical lead story is headlined, "Deportations to Begin." Joining us this morning to talk about this is Tom Fiedler, Dean of Boston University's College of Communication. Tom, good morning, and thanks for coming into the studio on this Monday.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Bob.
You know, certainly we haven't seen a presidential campaign quite like this, at least in some time. But is there any precedent in terms of a newspaper doing something like what the Globe did?
There would be precedent, but usually it appears in a little different format. I think of The Onion, which is purely a satirical paper, but what people would think of as a serious newspaper, to do something as dramatic as this, surprising to most of its readers and non-readers, I think is, if not without precedent, it's quite unusual.
Well, what's your reaction to the approach, this satirical approach?
Surprise and, I have to say, delight. I think one of the challenges that editorial page editors always face is how do you get attention? And I have to say, I think the Boston Globe's editorial page editors found an interesting way to do that. It's certainly opinion, but well within the bounds of proper editorial comment.
I was thinking back when I saw it to other newspapers and journalistic organizations which have gotten themselves into hot water on April Fool's Day.
Right.
What's different here?
Well, I think what is different here is, and a lot of people may have missed this, at least on first reading yesterday, is this was not the front page of the Boston Globe. It was a mock front page that wrapped around their opinion section of the Globe. They call ideas. They did have a little explainer, the lower left-hand column. I think maybe looking back on it, I would have suggested they put the editor's note in what we call the dog ear in the upper left or upper right-hand corner. But again, I don't think that satire is inappropriate for a political commentary.
Donald Trump responded at a rally yesterday in New York and called the Globe worthless and dishonest. What's your reaction to his reaction?
It was a typical Donald Trump reaction there. When he sees something that he doesn't like, then the critics are always worthless or stupid or something like that. What I think would have been interesting to hear a little bit more comment on was the fact that the Globe was very careful to make sure that every quote in the mock page they used was a direct quote from something that he had said. So it's pretty hard for him to just dismiss it totally out of hand.
Do you think on one side it'll probably rally Donald Trump supporters, his base supporters, closer to him, but on the other side, do you think it'll bring more attention to the possibilities of Donald Trump as President Trump and what that might mean for the country?
You know, I don't know that there's anything that will rattle the Donald Trump supporter at this point, but there may be still a middle group that may find they kind of like in their gut some of the things he says, but to take the issues and project them forward and to make it as, in many ways, as startling, as biting as that satire was able to do, that may cause that person in the middle ground to just step back a little and say, whoa, hadn't thought of it in this way. It's not so funny when I think of this as coming out of the mouth of the President of the United States.
Let me ask you one more question. What kind of power do you think newspapers have now in terms of their editorial process to influence people's voting choices?
Well, it's certainly less because the ability of people to find the opinions that they like elsewhere is much broader than it ever has been. But still, if you just look at the impact that this particular satire had, it's creating a lot of discussion, and discussion is really what editorial pages hope to do.
Tom Fiedler, Dean of the Boston University College of Communication, thanks for coming in this morning and speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob. It was a pleasure.